pay my due respects to all present here.
बहुत ज्यादा जोर से नहीं बोलेंगे, ठीक लेवल में आराम से.
We are observing here the bhav of Purushottam. We are not accustomed to it. After 32 months, there is one additional month. It is called intercalary month. This month is inserted to harmonize calendar with the solar. But there cannot be any difficulty. About 13 lunar months, actually 12 months every year. This year, after 32 months, 1 month is more, additional month. There are two groups in the Vedas. Guru Maharaj used to say, Vedas have divided two categories. One category is smartra. Smartra means karmakanda. Another category is paramartha or worship of Supreme Lord. Without any desire of this world. Smartha, in other words, say karma kanda. They prescribe many kinds of ritualistic performance, functions, etc., for 12 months. And this additional month, they think, is unholy. We shall not give any direction to do any good deeds. This additional month, according to them, is unholy, not sacred, not. But those who are spiritualists, at least those who have got love for worship of Supreme Lord, they say that we should not spoil a moment of our time. Why we should spoil this time, this month? If you think unholy things, what will go with us? You will find in Gita, Krishna has said, jam jam vavishwaran bhavta jatante kalevaran tam tam te kunte khatat bhavabhati. Whatever you think at the time of death, you will get your birth accordingly. If you think evil things in this world, you should have to go to evil spirit. What you will get? So according to them, you are not to spoil a moment. Human birth is precious, human birth. After creating the human birth, Supreme Lord is satisfied. Why satisfied? He has created all the living things. Janadaya Navalakkhani, Thakara Lakkha Vishuddhi, Trivya Rudra Santata, Pakshinam Dhar Lakkha Gham, Tikshad Lakkhani, Patava Chattu Lakkhani, Manava. 84 species, aquatic animals, 9 lakh. 9 lakh, 900,000 aquatic animals, and 2 millions of plants, trees, etc. They have got life. In our scripture, you will find it. Jagadish Bose scientifically has proved this. Trees have got life. And after that, 11 lakhs bark as worms, insects, etc. And 10 lakh bars as birds. And 30 lakh, you know, you understand. 100,000.
3 million
beasts. And after that you will get this 400,000 this bar, human bar. By creating human bar, this human body, God is satisfied. Why? It is written in Srimad Bhagavatam. Because this human being has got the discriminating power. Other living beings have got no discriminating power. They have got the discriminating power of good and bad, eternal and non-eternal. They can give up non-eternal things and accept eternal truth. God is the eternal truth. Human beings are capable of worshipping me, God is saying. So after creating this human birth, he is satisfied. This human birth is only made for worship of God, not for anything else. If you do it like beasts and birds, as our Ottomindar Bhaskar used to say, eating, sleeping, defending and mating, then you are not superior. These human beings are not superior to beasts and birds. For that purpose we have not got this human birth. Dharma hi desha kudhiyo vir dharma nahi na poshu vishramana. If we do not worship God, then we are equal to beasts and birds. Now we have become more ferocious than beasts nowadays. Beasts, they also kill animals for their livelihood. Unnecessarily they do not kill. But human beings are killing unnecessarily. And without any restriction, women, children, whatever, they have got no compassion to anybody on this earth. Tigers are ferocious, but they do not unnecessarily take good kill other fish. But we are doing this. But that is not. In this precious human bar, this Purushottam mass, this month is, according to Narada Puran, this month is equal to Purushottam. Purushottam is Krishna. You will find in Gita. Yasmat khara maditam, akshatyotta vatasmi loge vayi parita Purushottam. I am beyond comprehension of the conditioned souls of this world. Then select Jivodam. Khara maditam, I am supremely superior to impersonal formless Brahma and to Paramatma, partial manifestation. So I am called Purushottam. Purushottam is Krishna. Purushottam is Jagannath. Purushottam is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the Supreme Lord. You will find we are now holding discourses on Srimad Bhagavatam because it is the injunction, it is the direction of Valmiki Muni that you should go through Bhagavatam. Then go through Bhagavatam and in this Purushottam month, we have to think about Purushottam. We have to sing the glories of Purushottam. Brahma submitted his prayer to Purushottam Krishna. At first, he was infatuated by seeing Krishna, you know it. But one thing I want to say to you, because I have heard it for that reason. Somewhere I have heard some people they have said, Brahma is our Guru. He cannot have infatuation, he cannot have bewilderment. He cannot be enchanted. How is it written here? Now we see, he played the pastimes of being infatuated is correct. But Vedavyasa Muni, who has written Bhagavad, he has not mentioned it. Why? Very seriously you have to think. Because he wants the other living beings in this world, human beings, they should get lesson from this, from the biography, from the infatuation of Brahma. Brahma being the creator, he could not understand Supreme Lord. So he did not say that he played the best sense of, he is playing the best sense of, become infatuated. He did not say it will make less the gravity of the subject. He knows everything, but he has not written. We have to take the lesson, teachings from this. That is the purpose. Brahma being the creator of us, all the living beings in this body. He could not understand Krishna as the creator. Mr. Krishna is the coward boy. And he is moving in the forest with other coward boys. He has got no opulences. He is tending the calves in the forest. He is poor. God can be poor. God would have totality of wealth. All the opulences, sixfold opulences. Totality of wealth. Totality of fame. Totality of power, totality of beauty, totality of knowledge, totality of renunciation. In God has got infinite opulences, not sixfold opulences. He is infinite. There is infinite opulences. Infinite opulences he has got. When we shall get the grace of him, then you can understand. Brahma, when lifted all the calves, I do not want to go into detail because you have heard it. Only I am remembering that. Lifted the cowherd boys and calves from Vrindavan and kept them in the cave of the Sumeru mountain for 1 year. When he saw Krishna killed Adhasu, a great demon, then he was astounded. How a coward boy can kill this demon? So let me examine. So he lifted them and kept for 1 year. And after that, when he came, he saw the same Krishna. He was moving in the forest with all the covered by their cubs. Astounded. What is this? Is it magic? What has seen? This covered bird is very cunning. Perhaps he came to learn that I kept all those in the cave of the Sumeru mountain. He went there and brought. He again went back to Sumeru mountain. Long distance, crores of miles. He went there. He saw they are sleeping there. سیم فگر. دین اگین ہی گئی اگین از دیئر مووی اینڈ ہی ہیز گاٹ فور ہیڈس اینڈ یو آر سائملٹینسلی سیئنگ دی سیم کاورڈ بوائز اینڈ کاوز دے آر سلیپنگ ہیئر دے آر مووی. دین ہی تھاٹ بائی مائی انفیکشن all the created beings are infatuated and I am infatuated, enchanted, then he must be my master. He took absolute shelter. Then Krishna, what he did, immediately he saw an actual submission will be there. He submitted from the core of the heart. Taking shelter should be from the core of the heart, not outside show only. And Krishna immediately, what he did, all the coward boys and calves, he saw Vasudev, Shankha Chakra Gada Padmadhari, with four arms, conchel, mace, and lotus, and disc. He understands Vasudev. Vaishanchya Murti Majesty gets he understands. Oh, here my object of sin. Oh, I can be great offense. By taking away the coward by when they are about to take food, I could be great offense. Then he fell down and was praying to forgive him for them. Then again, Krishna showed him in his form. Krishna was standing, fleet, inside the waist. And Vetra Vishan cane and horn under the left hand armpit. And in the left hand palm, with holding one morsel of yogurt and rice mixture. In this way. At first when he saw, he did not know the Vedic instruction. You should not eat food in the left hand. And he is eating food in the left hand. But now, what he said? So, by the grace, say. And he saw all the Vasudev Murtis are emanating from Krishna. Then he started submitting prayer. Noi viruddha prabhu se teru tari dham varaya. Gunja vasu parigucca lasan mukhaya. Vandrasta kavala vetra vishana vedi. Lakshman vidhu pade pudhuma anga jaya. Brahmastha. Who is the ultimate reality? He said, who could not understand? Who thought it is a coward by only. We have no opponent, nothing. But when Krishna graced him, no vidya, you are Pujyatama, you are the most venerable, Supreme Lord, Prime Supreme Lord, cause of all causes, origin of all, and there is no origin of you. All wealth, infinite wealth, you are the possessor of infinite wealth. And you have formed the sweetest form, highest form. No apropobhuse. You have got your colorism. We compared with the rainbow, black cloud, very charming. And your cloth is yellow cloth. How? Rigambaraya, like lightning, is dazzling. And your mouth is adorned with ornament in the ear, made of gunja. You understand gunja? A kind of seed, very small seed. Red and black in that seed. With that, all from the forest. All from the forest. And that was become the ornament of his ear. And the headdress, coronet, he put the tail of the peacock. Sorry. Your face, your lotus face, is dazzling with this. At first, when he first saw him, he said, he is very poor. He has got no silver ornament, no golden ornament, nothing. He's very poor. But now he saw, there is no comparison of it. He's attracted. He's so beautiful. Nobhidha Pravritaridhambaraya, Bhunjavadana Shaparipitcha Lashanmukhaya, Varnasrade. And he accepted garland, not from various outside places with decoration, but from the wild flowers. Everything sweet is attracted to Krishna. He has worn that garland, Banamala, and in the left hand palm, the morsel of rice and yogurt mixture. At that day, he did not know the junction of the Vedas. Now, there is no equal to this sweetness here, there is no equal to anywhere. To Vaikuntha, to transcendental journey, to Ajuddha, to Dharaka, nowhere. And Krishna, grace. You are adorned with the fleet, bamboo fleet, not costly fleet, bamboo fleet. It started in the west, and in the left hand armpit under that, cane and horn. Everything is so good, and your feet is so tender, so soft. We cannot tolerate, devotees cannot tolerate the bite, and how we can move into the forest in this way. He is the cause of all causes. When he surrendered him, he could know. Like that, you see, you remember about the saying of Parampujava Shiksha Guru, our Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Remember it. Very simple word. But in the simple word, everything is there. When one is enlightened with the knowledge by which ignorance is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything. A sun lights up everything at daytime. Think it. Here, this knowledge is not intellectual knowledge, self-effulgent knowledge. Bhagavan, Supreme Lord, is self-effulgent. He is the cause of all causes. He cannot be seen by our own endeavor, by inductive process, the process of ascension, by our own capability. Then he will lose his absolute position. Only by his grace of ascension. He can descend to complete the surrendered soul. If you go with challenging mood like Brahma, you will be deceived. You will not be able to understand. When one is enlightened with the knowledge, self-abundant knowledge, one is enlightened by which ignorance is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything as sun lights up everything. When sun rises, through the rays of the sun, you are seeing the sun. And every other things, there are a variety of creations. Sun is lighting up everything. You are seeing all aquatic animals, trees, etc. In other animals, everything. lighting up everything. Through the rays of the sun, you see the sun, but simultaneously, he is showing others everything in this universe. An example like that. When Supreme Law, self-abulgent knowledge, self-luminous, when you will descend, you will see your own self and you will see others' actual self in actual reality. When you become puffed up with vanity, you do not care for Supreme Lord, you do not submit to Him, illusory potency envelops us and we forget everything. We have got misconception of self, false egos and false interests we are fighting. Whole world is because of terrorists. Actually all are related. You want to see the sun now in the night, can you see? What is the time now here, in your place?
Daytime.
Now here in Calcutta, it is night in India. In the night you cannot see the sun. If you collect all the lights in Calcutta, all West Bengal or India, can you see the sun? Sun cannot be seen by other lights. Sun has got his own light, his self-luminous. When sun rises, you have to wait for the rise of the sun. When sun rises, then you have to open your eyes to get the grace, the light, and through that you can see the sun, and along with it, you can see other things. Everything will be revealed. Sun is limited, but Supreme is unlimited. If Supreme Lord descends in your heart, then He is absolute knowledge. The absolute existence, absolute knowledge, absolute bliss, when you will descend in your heart. Then you will have absolute bliss, absolute knowledge, and you will see everything in its proper perspective. And you cannot have any other activity, you cannot have any other different centers of interest. When you forget, we think we belong to India, we belong to Punjab, we belong to Pakistan, we belong to China. Actually, these are all false egos. We have emanated from Supreme Lord. Yatova imani bhutani jayanti. Yena jatani jivanti. Yat prajanti avishanga sattva sattva from God. We are coming from Him. We are in Him, we are by Him. Geographically, so-called religious barriers, so-called national barriers, so-called other group barriers, we are seeing. These are false. Actual vision when you will have love for all. If you have love for Krishna, if I love anybody, I cannot injure any of his parts. Get the love. If I love anybody, I should love him along with his whole parts. I cannot injure any of his parts. It's not possible. Those who are doing these heinous crimes, do they do to their own sons, wives, or they have got a relation? They are not doing this. They are not seeing the relation, that we are all related. Through Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, we are all related. We have got love relation. But that is this knowledge you can get through bhakti. Through bhakti, this is called paramartha. Not karma. Through bhakti. That also, our Swami Maharaj, I think, Bhaginjanda who has remembered everything. That also he has said. Very impressive words, a few words. دس نالج از دی کنگ آف ایجوکیشن. ریمبر دس نالج از دی کنگ آف ایجوکیشن. Most secret of all secrets is the purest knowledge. And because it gives perception of the self by realization, it is perfection of religion. We are performing penance, worship, everything, but without any practical experience. No experience is there. What benefit you are getting? Here he says that the perfection of religion, giving perception of self by realization, it is everlasting and it is joyfully perfect. What is the difficulty? To utter the holy name? You will find in the prayers of Brahmaji, Krishna. We have discussed this also. Tattenu kampam shushamishravani bhunjane vātma kritam vipākam hiritma kovide vidhan maste jyob yukti bodhya. Here Brahma is saying, addressing Krishna, one who will see your grace in every circumstance, bad or good, tattelivam susamishtavan. Only by seeing, ordinary seeing, you will not be able to understand that it is actually for your own benefit, for your eternal benefit. Susamikshamana, sambha, very carefully you see, minutely, if another word is used, su, nicely, very carefully, you see, then you can understand. Whatever you are getting, difficulties, sukh, happiness or suffering, it is by the grace of Supreme Lord. If you want to get Supreme Lord, then these are the conditions. Here Brahma, here Krishna in the mouth of Brahma, speaking to us. Krishna is speaking through Brahma. You should see the grace of Supreme Lord everywhere. In your good time or bad time, everything, whatever difficulty you have got, miseries, in that also you have to see grace. Tattar Sushamakshamana. Bhunjanaka Atmakatam Vipakam. Second, you have to see His grace always. Whatever He is doing, His grace in you. If you do not see His grace, then you will not get it. Secondly, bhunjaneva atmakritam vipakam. Whatever difficulty, miseries, afflictions we are getting, it is due to our own karma action. We are reaping the fruits of our own action. Nobody is to be blamed. But we cannot do this. We have got, if anybody behaves badly with me, we remember it for a long time. Then we cannot get God. You want to get God, whatever difficulties you are getting now, it is due to your own actions, these things. You are reaping the fruits of our life. They are only instrumental, they are not the cause. I might have done this, I might have behaved such behavior with some person, in some birth. God knows everything. God is omniscient, He is omnipotent. He is the He is restraining all. We have got relative independence. But over fruits we have got no hold. Karpan Nodhika said, Ma Phalashu Kodacha, in Gita. You can do good and bad deeds. But you have got to hold over the fruits. Fruits are restrained by Supreme Lord. When fruits are restrained by Supreme Lord, if it is fair, so how we blame others? Be free. Become free. Then you can freely, from the heart, you can call Krishna. You can engage your sense of everything for Krishna. You always think, these are my person, who was kind to me, they are doing such things. Then how you will engage your energy for Krishna? For that reason, Krishna is speaking through Brahma. You should see His grace everywhere. He is everywhere. Without His word, nothing can be done. If anybody says that He is, anything can be done without His approval, then He will lose His absolute position. He is absolute, purna, complete reality. How anyone can do anything without His approval? For that reason, Bhunjan Vatma Gatam Vipakam. Always think whatever difficulties, whatever miseries we are getting, it is due to our own karma. As Haridas Thakur Prahlad Maharaj like that. Own karma. Nobody is to be blamed. I am repeating it. Very instrument. And after that, it engages your sense organs, everything, mind, everything for the service of Krishna. Three. First, we have to see the grace, always, and you have to know that you are reaping the fruits of your own actions. And third, you have to engage your sense organs, mind, everything for the service, words, then we get. I wanted to speak one thing. That last time I said that there are two paths. One is path for eternal welfare. Another is path for earthly pleasure, sensual pleasure. We say Shreya and Priya. You have to be accustomed with our terminology. The terminology. Shreya or Priya. Shreya path. Path which will give us eternal welfare. And the path, Priya path, which is pleasing, but not, consequence is not good. You will find in Upanishad. Upanishad is the philosophical aspect of the Veda. Sreyashtra prayashtra manushra vedushtra samperitra vivirikya Sreya driya dhira pavitrasya priya Priya bandha jagakshman pranite Katamanishad. Two, Sreya and Priya. Sreya path for eternal welfare and path for pleasure. You say hedonism. Hedonism. Hedonism, what they say? The chief aim of life is pleasure. Hedonism. Chief aim of the pleasure. And this is called path of earthly pleasures. One, the wise, the steady person, they will consider these two. Very carefully, they will deliberate. With deliberation you will understand that this path of Shreya path, this path for Krishna, will take us to supreme bliss, which will be called our emancipation, salvation. And this path, Shreya path for magazines for sensuous enjoyment will be at the beginning of the enjoyment, it may be like a nectar, but its consequence will be poison. When you accept Shreya, the path of eternal welfare, then you have to perform penance. You have to restrain your sense organs. You have to perform penance, austerity, etc. At that time it seems like a poison. But the consequence will be ambrosia. But in the path of pleasure, at first it will be like a nectar, but its consequence will be poison. What you will take? A steady person, wise person will accept seva if they want actual benefit, actual eternal peace. But that is Shreyasya Pati Manushavata Samparitya Vivide. Shreya and Preya both rest in human being. Both are resting in human being. But you have to give up the path of pleasure. Take the path of eternal wealth. You will not, nowadays, you will take it to hold, then you will not be able to win. Because 99% they are hedonists. They want pleasure. They will be brutally majority. They will be defeated. By vote you will get. Every person you will get. While you want quality, you cannot increase quantity. By vote you will get. By vote they will give 99% from 100, 999% will vote for hedonism. Will not vote for this. You will be defeated brutally. You lose your security deposit, everything. But we are not to follow them. We have to follow the saints, sadhus. If one good character person here in Calcutta, he can do men's good to lakhs of 100,000. But all are characterless. Can they do any good? Anybody? Whether number is required or quality is required. One qualified person, one sadhu, one active sadhu can rescue the whole universe. But so many ancient jivas are doing heinous crimes. How they can give goodness, they can give bliss to the people? They themselves burden. They will burn others. But that is, you are not to see the number. You will see the quality. The qualified, bona fide sadhu, who is practically practicing, not only delivering speech. If you speak, then it will be not beneficial. You have to remember these, all these teachings of Brahman, etc., Guru Bhargava, only to rectify yourself. To rectify, not to rectify others. With that vanity we should speak all the defects, all the drawbacks you can mention. I am seeing my own drawbacks. To rectify me I shall speak. Those who have got good drawbacks, they will also think about this, oh, I am to remove this. But you are not to speak to rectify others. With that spirit, that will be vanity. This Hari Kirtan is for the satisfaction of Krishna. So that Krishna is satisfied. Nāda viṣunītya na tarāṇīko saiṣṇā amāni na mārade na tītaniya sadāvā. In this way, if you speak, then Krishna will be satisfied. We have already heard about Dhruva. Small boy, child, he accepted the teachings of his mother in total, and he fled from the heart all hostile mentality from there. And he started calling Narayan, Kaha Padma Rachana Hari. In the forest, there Krishna comes. As Narad came, first he went there to rescue his son, his father, Uttarpa. When Dhruva was crying, Dhruva did not go to his father, be kind to me, to his stepmother, but he was calling Krishna, removing all hostile mentality from the heart. All are satisfied, Krishna is satisfied, all are satisfied. And every channel is changed. You have to do like this.
Madan Gopal Prabhuji, you can please speak out your question to Gurudev.
Yes, can you?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you. You please speak.
Haripur, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, you please speak. Yes.
Gurudev, already you have explained, but I want to know word by word meaning of Udiva Chakshur Atatam. Word by word meaning.
Divīva Chakshur, Divīva matlab Chakshurātma matlab Ardh Shabdāt.
You see, all the Prashnacharyas, they uttered this Rigved mantra. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sadā Pashyanti Śūraya Divīva Chakshurātatam. And here you will get the Vaishnava philosophy. Vishnu Padma Tat, Tat means that is beyond gross sense organs and subtle sense organs, mind, intellect. It's called Tat, transcendental, beyond the comprehension, mind and sense organs, subtle and gross sense organs. It's called Tat. Vishnu, the lotus feet of Vishnu is Tat, and that Tat is Tat. Tat means eternal. This body is non-eternal. This is a part, it will remain for some time, and afterwards it will die. The sense organs will be vanished. Even during the lifetime of the body, many persons lost their sight, lost the capacity here. So sense organs, when the body will be finished, sense organs will be finished. So by these non-eternal sense organs, whatever you see, only non-eternal things. If there is any eternal truth, that will be beyond comprehension of mind, intelligence and sense organs. This truth. Now the devotees are seeing the devoted, worshippers are seeing the worship eternally. This means worshippers should be eternal and worship lotus feet should be eternal of Vishnu. Then worship can be eternal. How they are worshipping, how they are seeing. Divīva of Divīva means self-effulgent. Divīva means self-effulgent. As I have given now the example of sun, self-effulgent. If sun does not rise, you cannot see. When sun rises, you should have the desire to see. You have to open the doors and windows and catch the light of the sun through the eyes. Then you can see the sun. If you close your eyes, close the doors and windows, how you can see? But when sun rises, you can see through the light of the sun. As we find in this world, like that, we can see Vishnu, lotus feet of Vishnu, eternally. When he will grace us and his self-effulgent form will descend to us.
Okay.
And he will give the power. Our body will be changed, this material body. Material body and material intellect, by that you cannot, with material vanity. You will have your real self. Your real self will be, that will be manifested, and transcendental eyes will come. Prem Bhakti. Prem Bhakti, by that eyes you can see. As our Billa Mangal, he destroyed his worldly eyes and he got the transcendental eyes of Billa Mangal. By this eyes you can see.
Is devotees any more questions, please? Yeah, Tilaknath Prabhuji or Akinchan Prabhuji, you want to say something?
Hare Krishna, I sent a list of questions by email, so I will just pick one. For a conditioned soul who is trying to become a bhakti devotee, is regulated sense gratification to be considered Shreya or Prayer? It seems impossible to give up all material desires immediately.
It is impossible to give up all material desires immediately. So is regulated sense gratification as Shreyapath? Is regulated sense gratification Shreyapath? For condition.
You see, there are grades of strivers or votaries. You may say votaries. There are grades of votaries. According to their capacity, to that extent they can be. Now, like Ambarish Maharaj, he is the highest, being the king of the world. He could engage everything for the service of Krishna. And he engaged different cities for working of these worldly things. And he himself performed. That is not possible for all. For that reason, something is better than nothing. Whatever something you try to increase it, always there will be fight with bad thoughts and good thoughts. In our mind, waves of thoughts of previous deaths will come, previous thoughts, impressions of waves of thoughts. Bad thoughts will come, at that time we have to try to suppress it. When good thoughts will come, and you have the desire to worship, at that time you take the advantage to worship more. Then again, you will lose that. But again, that force will come with double force. And if you do not suppress the evil thoughts, if you do that evil works, evil deeds, then that will come with that force. If you try, in spite of your endeavor, there will be some harmful, but yet it will come with less momentum, with less momentum. If you try to surface in this way, after suppressing the evil thoughts and indulging the good thoughts, you will get the realized state gradually.
Okay, is that all? Have you understood, Prabhuji? Yes, Madan Gopal Prabhuji.
Yes, Sundar Shyam from South India, she wants to speak something to Maharaj.
Yes, Sundar Shyam Prabhu Maharaj, Puri Goswami Maharaj ka shishya. Kuch prashn puchenge.
Hello.
South India. Hello.
Dhanyavad Maharaj. So, I want to harden on Rochum Maharaj. What can I do? So, I mean, my okay, mind is very disturbing, but I want to harden on Rochi. What can I do? Tell me, Maharaj, please.
Mind is disturbed. Harinam mein ruchi chahiye. Kaise hoga?
Harinam deya
nahi. Hua. Puri ko Swami Maharaj kaise? Harinam mein ruchi chahiye.
Aaj ka sab toh jaate toh
hoga. You see, in Upadesha Amrita, Rupa Goswami has said, Sat Krishnama Charitadi Sitak Vapitrati Prati Gaudha Chikana Kintu Adara Dhanadina Khani Vajishta Sadhya Kumat Bhavadita Dhutam Bhavadita. Name the holy name of Krishna. Name, form, attributes and pastimes are very sweet. Like or sugar candy. There is no comparison here in this world. You can say sugar candy. Like sugar candy. Very sweet. But when there is disease in the stomach, biliousness, the sugar candy, it tastes sour, bitter. It tastes bitter. Sugar candy is sweet, but your tongue has become bitter. So you are thinking the sugar candy has become bitter. No. But the doctor, the Ayurveda doctor, Indian doctor of the Ayurveda, they will say you have to take sugar candy. The water of the sugar candy, when it will enter into your stomach, it will subside the biliousness to that extent. Gradually, then all biliousness will be stopped. Then you will be able to understand the sweetness of sugar candy. But at first when you will find it is bitter, I should not take this. No, you have to take this as medicine, like this. Avidya vitta. Avidya means, I am this body. Body relations is mine. I have a false conception of the self, false conception of the relations. I am of Krishna. I am related with Krishna. I have forgotten this. That avidya is there. Avidya means ignorance is there. Nescience is there. At that time, Krishnam will not, when uttering Krishnam, you will not find the sweetness. But you have to do Krishnam without offenses. You have not to stop it. Go on doing. But doing Krishnam, when that nescience will gradually remove, then you will be able to feel the sweetness of the name. If you take time, everything takes time. In this world also, if you want to get something, get some learning, get some anything, any service, you have to take pains for this. And for this also you have to do Harinam without aparad, without tenfold offences. But you should not stop it. And you should associate with the sadhus. But they are in those sadhus. Wherever you are there, you will get sadhu. Sadhu is everywhere. God is everywhere, sadhu is everywhere. You will get sadhu. From a distant place you can have contact with sadhu. By remaining near sadhu, if you remain there with unmindfulness, then you will have no association of sadhu. Sadhu is for the service of Krishna. I have slept with the sadhu by contacting my body with the sadhu. Outside, there are baths also in the bed. Baths are in the contact of the body of the sadhu. What they are doing? Baths? They are sucking the blood. They are not following the thought of the sadhu. They are exploiting. With exploitation, it will not be sadhu sangha. From a distance, you can have sadhu sangha. You think sadhu is thinking of the service of Radha Krishna Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I have to follow that. You have to follow it. From a distance, you can have sadhu sangha. By remaining near, you may not have sadhu. You have to accept the teachings of the sadhu. Dhruva has got the qualification. He got the vision of his Gurudev for once only. View. Once. And he got instruction once. But he was successful. Why? He acted upon whatever his Gurudev said. You have to act upon it. And God is within you. He is seeing everything. Nahi kallardikit kutsi dukkutri tata kutsi. If one is sincere, you will never be deceived. God has given this promise. No fear. God will. In the forest, Narada came, Dhruva. Can he not come to you? He can come. If you are very honest, you get it.